So if you were a small business owner moving into the global market, how would the business change?
Well, let's look at a simple supply chain model first. That'll explain it best. Let's imagine a company that makes organic apple juice. It started when Walter, a student, was experimenting in his kitchen. His supplier was a local farmer who let Walter have the apples for free if he collected them. Walter created the product in his kitchen and started selling it to his friends and neighbors. So he was the manufacturer and the retailer all in one. Already, you've got the beginnings of a supply chain. Local farmer gives apples to Walter, who makes the juice in his kitchen and then sells it to customers, in this case, his friends and neighbors. However, Walter's customer base is slowly expanding, and then a local shop wants to sell his product, but the order is too big for him to do alone in his kitchen. Suddenly, his supply chain is changing. Because he can't get all the apples he needs from the local farmer, he has to look for new suppliers who don't give him the apples for free, which of course pushes the price up. Then he finds he hasn't got the time to produce the quantities ordered himself, so he has to find a company to produce his juices, and he's no longer the manufacturer. Then he's got to stock the products, so he has to find a warehouse and organize distribution. Now he has become a wholesaler because he sells to the shops at a wholesale price, but he's still a retailer when he sells directly to consumers online. So you can see how complicated it could get if you don't plan properly.